Good morning and welcome, my friends. You are now listening to Friday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Welcome to all of us joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of us listening on the internet, www.rbnlive.com, and of course all of our AM and FM affiliates around the country and around the world. We appreciate all of you and the time you're giving us here this evening. Our website is franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there. Our phone number, and we'll take questions a little bit later in the program with our special guest tonight. Our phone number is 800-313-9443, toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. And our guest's website, if you'd like to check that out, is www.theyfly.com. And obviously, radio is theater of the mind. So a lot of things you hear about, you could say, well, you know, they're talking about it like it's impressive, but I don't know. Well, go and see it for yourself. Listen for yourself. Watch it for yourself and all the like. Michael Horn, our guest this evening, is the authorized American media representative for the Billy Meyer Contacts, and he is joining us here this evening. Michael, thank you, and again, welcome back, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank.
I'm enjoying it.
Good. I'm having a good time because I can, you know, speak to your audience and put this out there and let people start probing around and seeing what they think. I did want to say, I try not to be too promotional, but my website, everything there is free. There are things people can buy, of course, if they want. But one of the things I wanted to point out was when I put my DVD out in 2004, there are things on it that occurred after the DVD was out.
Yes.
And not because I said so, but because that was the information from the Meyer case, and I was reporting on it. And there's a lot more on there that I hope does not come to pass, but it's already been published there. It's been published by Meyer years before I put it out. Even in the book and Still They Fly, there are things published in there that occurred after the book came out.
Wow.
So both of those things are kind of becoming like collector's items now because they constitute, in effect, as close as you can come to legal proof of real prophetic predictive information, because there's a copyright date there. The thing is told about, and then it happens afterwards. So it's about as good as it gets in terms of credibility.
Now, that's an excellent, excellent question or a point that you made there, and I agree. It's all very, very interesting. And I think that I had interviewed you the first time after that book had come out, and the book was so impressive because of the vast amount of information in it, as well as all the photographs, of course.
Right.
And it really blew my mind. So when we talked that first time, I was pretty impressed. But obviously, a couple of years under the belt, and again, you start saying, well, everything that we're hearing is coming to pass. So it does bear some significant attention. Now, let's start out with this then, Michael, here this hour. How did Billy receive this information? Is it one of those things where, you know, he wakes up in the morning and there's a freshly printed newspaper from the future? I mean, is it something where he just received it in his mind? He actually got beamed up to a ship? I mean, let's talk about how he got the information and gets the information.
Well, since his first contact started when he was right around 5 years of age, they were face-to-face with a human being. He said it was an elderly-looking man who was wearing what looked to be like almost like a deep-sea diver suit without a helmet, you know, some form of spacesuit, and who took him on board the craft, and they spoke, and over the period of several years, he not only spoke and taught him things, he put devices on his head so that Billy could actually see information, things pertaining to his life and quote-unquote alleged former lives, events that had happened in history and things that were coming. That was one experience. Whenever they would meet with him, they would meet with him physically, although he also can receive telepathic communication from them.
Michael, I'm sorry. Let me jump in here for a quick commercial break. Folks, I'm sorry. Bear with us. 3 minutes, and then we shall return with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine, Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Watch me! Watch me! I got it! Watch me! I got it! Hey! I got something that makes me wanna shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad.
Yes, welcome back. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Glad you're here. Our special guest this evening, Michael Horn, is joining us. Michael, welcome back to the show. I'm so glad you're here, and obviously we've barely scratched the surface, unfortunately. We'll do what we can to get in all the material and all the phone calls that we can as time permits, but I'm glad you're here. And we left off, we were just talking about the information, how it's been delivered to Billy over time.
Right. So primarily he would have his meetings with these people, either in their ship, in his office, in a meadow, wherever it would be. And then at a certain point after that, because the conversations were recorded, they would transmit them back to him through a device that stored it and that sent it to him, not in Swiss German, which he, you know, would speak to these people, and a couple of them spoke the language. Some used translator devices. But they would be transmitted back to him in symbol pictures. He was taught since childhood to identify over 3 million symbols, like you might say little pictograms. You know how the Asian languages are little pictograms, but these are even more detailed symbols and pictures that have specific meaning. And he would simultaneously receive the symbol and translate it into German, typing it out with one hand at over 60 words per minute. We happen to also have, for our documentary, a film of Meyer doing the one-handed typing, and it's an amazing thing. Totally wild.
Wow.
Yeah, so he also could have strictly telepathic two-way conversations with them.
Mm-hmm.
But he, most of everything that is transcribed, most but not all, was from face-to-face conversations with a certain number of these people.
Mm. Well, that begs the question, of course, what do they look like?
They look just like we do, pretty much. I mean, they are humans. They're not little gray guys. They're not green. They're not reptiles. They're not praying mantises and things like that. You know,
all I guess stuff. People have asked you that before, I guess.
Yeah, and Meyer actually, in the book, in the book And Still They Fly, there's drawings of three of them,
mm-hmm.
and they would pass, you know, amongst us quite easily. He said that basically they look maybe Northern European, Nordic. He's also met mm-hmm. some that look kind of Middle Eastern,
mm-hmm.
Black, Asian,
mm-hmm.
And others kind of configurations, skin colors and heights and sizes that are not all that familiar to us, but all humans.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that in the universe, according to these Pleiaren people, they know of over 42 million human races.
Wow.
42 million human races, 343 different skin colors.
Wow.
So go figure, as they say.
Yeah. More than your average box of Crayolas, that's for sure.
Yep. That's even more than your super box of Crayolas.
Yeah, that's right. That's a lot of colors.
A lot of different.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of different societies and different things like that. Well, I guess where we should go with this then is as far as the information that Billy got, how did the Pleiarens come by the information? Now, I assume some of it, you know, if they say, hey, you know, Billy, how are things going? By the way, saw an asteroid headed to your planet today when
yeah.
we were flying by.
Right.
You know, that's just an observation. But I imagine some of it would be a little bit more pressing, a little bit more important. As you mentioned, some of them, some of the information is delivered in passing and some is specifically spelled out. How would they come across certain bits of information, and why would they deem that to be perhaps more important, and why bring it at all? Why not just watch us like we're, you know, ants in a little ant farm as opposed to actively trying to help us?
Okay, well, let's go to that part of the question,
okay.
because this is going to be the most sensitive and touchy for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
maybe not for everybody, but there's something in this case to offend everybody. If you're religious, non-religious, agnostic, of this nationality or that group or anything else, there's always something here that'll pique, you know, somebody and get them irritated because they are kind of equal opportunity offenders, and they simply tell what they know from their perspective. We don't have to accept it as true. It's simply, okay, here's this information. So they claim that in the distant past, among other extraterrestrials, their own forefathers were the gods of our antiquity, of our holy books, of the core religions of our world. They claim that this happened and came about in ways and for reasons that have not served us to this time, that have led us largely and contributed quite a bit to our being at each other's throats now and to quite possibly a terminal condition on our planet.
Hmm.
They give this information, or let's go back to how they get it. Some of it they gather through, they have monitoring disks that circle our planet that basically can record and pick up somehow. Everything is, you know, pretty much going on here that gets beamed back to some form of computer system that they have. So they can calculate based on several factors, and also prophecies and predictions can be determined by observing the laws of cause and effect. For instance, this is another touchy thing, and I came upon this by accident. I came upon a website a year or two ago that showed that our country had attacked without provocation over 200 times in the past 60 years. Over 200 times we attacked people that did not attack us. That's a pretty stunning thing. Now,
wow.
Yeah, and most of us know nothing about it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put it at that number.
200.
Huh.
And if we look at one of the most primary laws of the universe, this is the law of cause and effect,
mm-hmm.
and we can express it as, you know, what goes out comes back, what goes around comes around. But in probably, if we could unify the world with one religious belief, and I just freely admit I'm not a religious person, but I subscribe to this particular tenet, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. And another corollary might be, as a man, so shall he reap, and as a person believes in their heart, so shall he become. Basically, these are all means of expressing a universal law, however it came into being, that is the law of cause and effect. If we educated ourselves more in that basic principle, that law, that teaching, whatever you want to call it, we would be far more cautious as to what we did, realizing that ultimately there's a rebalancing. If we send out love, love generally comes back. If we send out cooperation, likewise. Now, there are exceptions. But when you send out war and aggression and attacks and hate, it comes back in its own time and in its own way. So, sure, people can legitimately say, well, what did we do to deserve that? Well, maybe we, quote, those of us that are the we now, didn't deliberately do anything to hurt anybody. But many things have been done in our name, which we wouldn't subscribe to, we wouldn't endorse. We say, wait a minute, just like people now are beginning to wake up and say, hey, wait a minute. What, you want to start moving on Iran now? We've messed up Iraq. You know, there's a document freely available on my website from Meyer, 1958. He sent a letter to the 25 European nations. He laid out well over 120 or 30 specific predictions for the future. And I think it's number six, the second part of number six, where he says, in the future, the U.S. will have two wars with Iraq. The second one will be under the president, who is the son of a former president, and it leads to an unbelievable disaster.
Wow.
He sent that out to 25 European nations in 1958. How did he know?
Yeah.
Well, some of what they do, they calculate also through what we might call true Kabbalah, numerical values. I don't know how they do it. And they also have people that are seers or prophets or psychics in their world as well, and they are ostensibly a higher developed people. And so those people that have those abilities have some pretty outrageously good abilities. And the material in the Meyer case, a lot of these prophecies that are far-reaching about our future now, supposedly have been in the keeping of the Pleiarians for hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And this is where this case, it's like you pull a thread on a sweater, and it takes you to places that you may not even want to go, or you may be fascinated to go.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us back 2,000 years to Jerusalem. It takes us back to 1963 with the discovery of scrolls in an ancient tomb on the outskirts of Jerusalem that contained writings in Aramaic that had been translated and appear to be the original document on which the book of Matthew was based. This is the Meyer case. The Meyer case is not so much about, well, just the extraterrestrials and the ships they came in. It's about very, very ancient information, some of it going back millions of years. And quite frankly, they say it will be probably 700 years before we really fully become human here and assimilate the information in the case. Mm. I say I'd like to prove that wrong. Let's get going.
Yeah, well, it would be nice. I don't know. I think that when you look at the human nature of people and even looking at poll numbers and different things like that, I know that just, you know, what I do here on the show, Michael, I call it news forecasting. We look at stories and we pretty much say, well, where does this appear to be leading us? And, you know, we tend to be right more often than not, have been wrong a few times. I'd love to be wrong every time because most of the time it's nothing good. But I remember we were talking about Iran before we even went into Iraq. So this looks like a certainty more and more every day. Things that the mainstream media is talking about now, we were called crazy conspiracy theorists for talking about, you know, 5 years ago. So
that's right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well
yeah. You know, we're coming up on a break here, my friend. But before we do that, let me sort of give you an idea of where I was wanting to go. Maybe when we come back, start to address some of the things that were written and published and copyrighted and all that stuff, and then have borne out since then. And then after that, maybe start looking at what some of the things possibly in the future might be. But Michael, please tell people what's available at the website, because the DVD, like I said, is fantastic, and I know there's plenty of stuff available as well.
Well, there are books, CDs, DVDs, and all of that, and videos. The Meyer Contact DVD is fast becoming a collector's item.
Yes.
And if you want it, get it while it's hot. I mean,
yeah.
There you go.
www.theyfly.com. Folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest, Michael Horn. Please stick around.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, one of the most captivating stories out there today, and probably one maybe you've never heard of before, because it can't be dismissed, explained away. It cannot be characterized or even summed up in a brief period of time, and yet we are attempting to do that with only 3 hours. Michael Horn, welcome back. We're discussing, of course, the Billy Meier case and all of its intricacies.
Yes, sir.
Amazing stuff. Let's talk about some of the things that have been written about and then borne out that people might say, oh, I remember hearing about that on CNN or something.
Well, you know, in late October, November, I think it was 2005, there were riots in Paris. And I don't know if you remember that.
But sure, yeah.
Some 3,000 cars were destroyed. People died. They had tremendous amount of arson. Well, in 1986, I read a document of Meier's that had a lot of prophetic information in it from 1981 and even earlier. But from 1981, there was a section in there where he spoke about in the future there will be arson, looting, you know, death and all of this in Paris, and it will be the inhabitants of Paris who will be primarily of the Islamic faith who will do this. And he published this again in 1987. Now, they also did say Paris will fall due to collaborators on forces on the inside and then later on the outside, meaning first to Islam. And then he, at the same time, had written about the warriors and fanatics of Islam are going to rage through Europe and, you know, a lot of stuff like that. Well, of course, that was published, as I say, in 81, but people said, well, how do we know? They, well, I can tell you certainly that it was on my DVD a year and a half before it happened. You, if you get the DVD, you're going to find it in there.
That's true.
And then you look at the copyright date, and you look at the news report, and you go, well, how did he know Paris, arson, you know, looting, murder, Islamic inhabitants? Well, it was published 24, 25 years before. That's one that is pretty astounding. Then there was, there's a couple others that got me. In 1978, Meyer published information about Jupiter. He spoke about the rings of Jupiter. He was describing, he was allegedly in a spaceship with this woman, Semyaze, and they were looking at Jupiter, and he said, oh, it has rings just like you said it does, and that must be the moon Europa, and it appears to be encrusted in ice. And he said, oh, that's the storm you were talking about where the clouds move in a counterclockwise direction, and that over there, that's Io, which you told me is the most volcanically active body in the solar system. Well, and he went on to describe the surface of the moon's Io, especially with its volcanoes, what the particles were composed of coming out of it. In March of 1979, 5 months later, on March 5th, the probe, the Voyager probe, got to Jupiter and confirmed that there are rings there. Well, okay. Also discovered that the storm moves in a counterclockwise direction. Okay. And that Europa was encrusted in ice. And then an announcement was made on March 12th, Monday, March 12th, 1979, that the most important finding of the entire Voyager mission was that Io was the most volcanically active body in the solar system, as Meyer had published 5 months before. Now, let's fine-tune that one. In one of the books on the investigation, there's two books that we also have them as e-books, and like a total of over 1,000 pages, Wendell Stevens was writing about this document with the Jupiter information, and also for another reason, which I'll tell you in a minute. But he made a note. He says, I've had this document in my possession since March 9th of 1979, and I showed it to two trusted people, Major Rudolph Pelosi, a retired U.S. Air Force, and O. Richard Norton, former head of the Flandreau Planetarium in Tucson. We read the document, signed off on it, and stuck it away because it also contained 10 or so specific predictions, the majority of which had not occurred, and this had obviously accidentally come into my possession because I knew that Meyer was not allowed to share predictions, meaning specific events that will have to occur, not a prophecy, but will occur with 100% certainty, because it would be very troubling for people to read some of these, and then they would try to change things and only mess it up. But we come back to the Jupiter thing. Well, Meyer also is chatting away in October of 1978, and he says, and interestingly enough, one of the rings of Jupiter here is composed of ionized sulfur particles that come from the material that's expelled from the volcanoes in Io. Now, this is a Swiss farmer, folks.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until April of 1980 that that was confirmed, and I have found these documents by doing internet searches, and it's been hard to find because you got to really dig. Meyer didn't have the internet to cheat from. It just wasn't available to him, and he wasn't getting, you know, they checked all his mail. He wasn't on a subscription list of Scientific American. It wouldn't matter, because when you have new discoveries, it takes always at least 4 weeks for something to be published and made available, and then he would have to have someone reading English translate. You know, you go about it any way you want. That is so astounding, that information, that he published it before the probe got there. If people can grasp that, and it's in my newsletters, I've got newsletters on my website where people can search this stuff out and just read the stuff, you know, tons of things. Here's one that was mind-boggling. Shall I wait on this one?
Yes, if you don't mind, please.
Okay.
Folks, unfortunately, another break. They're coming fast and furious here. Stay with us, because we're going to talk more about these confirmations and then, of course, more about what we're being warned of to prepare for in the future. Stay with us. More Frankly Speaking Radio in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Good morning. Welcome back, my friends. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. It's Friday morning, and I want to remind you all, of course, this hour is being brought to you by the Survival Center. It's your one-stop shop for all things regarding preparedness, one of my personal passions. The Survival Center has anything you could possibly want or need to get ready for whatever might come down the line. You can call them at 360-458-6778, or you can visit online at www.survivalcenter.com. Our guest is joining us. He's been with us for about an hour and a half now, and he'll be with us through the remainder of the show, and we will do our best to get in some calls here as well. But just laying down the foundations of the information here, obviously that's going to take some time. Go to the website, though, and read up on this for yourself, www.theyfly.com. Michael Horn, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
I appreciate that. Okay. Now, we left off. You gave us a cliffhanger there of information that you said was even more spectacular.
Well, certainly pretty good. In 1995, Meyer published a document called Contact 251, which is also linked from my site in, I think it's the July 2005 newsletter.
Okay.
There's three links for it. But you know, anybody's interested, they'll be able to find all this stuff. He had a whole bunch of stuff. He started with 22 million years back in the Sirian star system, and it goes forward in time to what I think, he doesn't put any dates in, just so we won't know when things are happening, but to about 3999. One of the things that caught my eye was, he said, because a lot of these prophecies and things, you know, they're just stated matter-of-factly, this will happen, that will happen. And then he said, as far as nuclear power goes, France especially must be very careful with this dangerous form of energy, because the prophecies warn of the possibility of an accident, serious accident, at the nuclear power plant near Lyon, France, one of 436 on the planet, I might add, but that this could be prevented if the people there are very attentive and catch it in time. Well, on August 12, 2003, during the heat wave of summer in Europe of 2003, they shut down and vented water from that very plant, and I thought that was a pretty good hit. Just recently, I did a little more searching because only certain, you know, things get loaded on the internet sometimes slowly, and or they're very hard to find. Well, it turns out that in the year 2000, 5 years after Meyer had published this, and I first read the document in 98 in English, it was already in German in 95, 5 years later, there's a report on the internet, I found a document that says that they caught a problem at this particular nuclear facility, and they were making it a priority to correct and then thereby also look at some other similar plants for it. But it was almost, in a sense, the language was so similar to what Meyer said. If they find this, you know, it's preventable if someone is attentive and discovers this in time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was pretty amazing. Now, he also had predicted that genetic experiments would be done with human and pig DNA. That started, I think, at the University of Minnesota a couple years ago. Again, this was from 95. There's so much stuff in that particular document. The whole document, I think, or most of it, is in the And Still They Fly book. And the whole document is also on my website for free. So you can read that, and there's other things in there that I know have, you know, come to pass already or look like they're going to come to pass. He wrote in there, this is in 95, he said, on a broader scale, expect a strike by the U.S. and its president that will stun the entire world. And what did we call the attack on Iraq? Do you remember?
Shock and awe.
Mm-hmm. Stun, and I looked up stun, shock. And, and you know, he didn't just say that this country will attack specifically. He says the U.S. and its president, because Bush was remarkably very much the, you know, the driving force, certainly publicly here, for this attack. And it was a stunner. It was a big shock. Some things, you know, like that, you could certainly say, well, that sounds a little allegorical. Okay, fine. Go to the other specific things, mm-hmm. like, you know, pardon me, Frank, like a sure. nuclear power plant and naming mm-hmm. the specific one out of 436. And you start to go, you know, maybe there's some reason why these people are publishing all this stuff. And that's what I did.
Yeah.
And then, well, I think it was in 2002 that I got the Henoch prophecies, Enoch or Henoch prophecies. And excuse me, I just have to take a drink so I don't cough all over.
Sure, absolutely. And again, I mean, folks, this stuff, you can do all your own research on this. And this is one of the things that I really enjoyed about the DVD, Michael, is that it does have the documents there on that. So it's, you know, it's sort of a very, very easy method to do the research.
Well, I'm glad, because people have to do this themselves.
Yes.
I mean, I could be right, I could be wrong, whatever. Meyer could be right or wrong. But unless people do this for themselves, they will not own the result for themselves. Because there's absolutely nothing to believe in this case, and I mean that literally. You will either be able to find out to satisfy yourself that something is true or not true, or maybe not yet able to be determined one way or the other. But they never, as a matter of fact, in something like 2,000 to 3,000 pages of information that I've read, I only saw once where somebody said, I believe. And that was when the alleged leader of this Pleiaren race, Ptah, said to Meyer, I believe the name of the woman you're thinking of in Austria is such and such. That was it. they say, we either know this or we don't know it. And they will tell Meyer, we do not know that. You know, oh, sorry, we don't know this. And Meyer himself, there's a forum online where people ask Meyer questions, and very often he'll say, I don't know, you know, because not like some all-knowing person. Yes, they're pretty far ahead of the curve, but ain't nobody that knows everything.
That's true. Well, let's look at some of the things that have been predicted here, and I have a list here in front of me. I can read through the list, or you can just...
Sure, okay. Put it that way.
Let's, these are some of the things, folks, that have been, that could potentially occur. The fall of England, Islamic extremists overrunning Europe, France, Iran, Turkey, Norway, and Sweden all falling to Russia, the fall of the Catholic Church, war between Spain and France, Chinese WMD attack on India, World War III after four assassinations of heads of state in 7 days. Yes.
I've got to stop you on that one because...
Yeah, because it's over a span of time, though.
Well, yes, but you know, I don't know if you recall, but I think, and I'm going to have to do this from memory, in December 10th, Pinochet died. On December 21st, Beyazov from Turkmenistan died.
Oh.
A couple days after that, Gerald Ford, and a couple, and a couple days after that, Saddam Hussein.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even put that together.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is pretty amazing, but it could be that it's not what he's talking about, but let's look at... He got three out of four of them, if this was the case, dying within 7 days of each other. And that's pretty awesome that somebody in 95 would come out with that as a warning. Now, some people said, well, they weren't all current heads of state. But he didn't say current heads of state.
That's right, he didn't.
We still called Gerald Ford President Ford.
That's right.
So,
oh, wow, I never thought of that.
And that's a very... ominous prediction, because that one has to do, if that occurs within 2 years, we could have the Third World War unless people wake up. And as you said, the fall of England. Now, all this stuff is on my DVD, I think.
Yes.
They said, and the prophecies about the fall of England, I've got another one of those sourced on my website, where one, in a rare poetic form, where it was given long ago about the House of Windsor Falls. And they are, I think what they're talking about is, again, Islam bringing down England from within to a large degree. When I was with Meyer in May of this year, we were just at that point, there was a lot of saber-rattling about either the U.S. or Israel attacking Iran. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
And I said to Billy, I thought the prophecy said that Russia will invade Iran, so could it mean that if the U.S. keeps on saber-rattling that Russia would go into, you know, claim this area so we don't attack it? And he said, well, your government is very crazy and it changes from hour to hour, but I can only tell you this from what, you know, he's been told. If the U.S. attacks Iran, there is a large probability that at a certain point both Russia and China will come together and attack our country. And I said, well, what about Israel? And he said, well, do you remember what the prophecies say about Israel? And I said, yeah, the blood in the land of Israel will be as high as the boots. And he said, yes, that's right. And I said, is that the Red Chinese? And he said, yes. An association of Arab states supported by the Red Chinese would basically take Israel off the map, of course, with the loss of a lot of other territory around there. And I don't say these things with any glee. I'm saying that what we have in those prophecies and some of the other ones that we're going to talk about are the warnings, the payoff, if you will, of why they've given us 55 years of specific, prophetically accurate information covering so many areas to establish a foundation of credibility. Now, I don't think at this stage in history right now that it takes an extraterrestrial or a Swiss farmer to know that we are on the wrong road. Now, people can also disagree with that. But we've got too much in the Meyer case in terms of credibility that's unparalleled by any other source in the history of humankind. And these people are trying to tell us, if you allow this man who sits in the Oval Office and his associates to launch these wars that are already in that Henoch prophecy document on my website that was put up in 2002, where it said after the destruction of the World Trade Center, America is going to launch all these wars worldwide to try and bring other countries under its economic and military control, and that ultimately these countries are going to form an association to turn against the U.S., and we will be destroyed effectively. Mm-hmm. We will also have, I remember reading in 86, two civil wars here, according to them, at some point. And at that time, when I read it, I thought, nonsense. The U.S., another civil war? Impossible. Well, I live in Southern California, and I can tell you, with a lot of the issues that are very, you know, obvious and observable here, the polarization in this country is growing and growing and growing. We need to wake up, and, you know, this case contains some very diverse information. They talk about the problems that overpopulation and illegal immigration creates wherever it occurs. And they could have been specifically talking about here. But they weren't. They were just talking on principle. And that's the difference in this case. It's not political.
Mm-hmm.
It's not political.
I wanted to ask you this as well. As I mentioned at the opening of our interview, we've heard a lot of stories about people seeing flying saucers, unidentified flying
right.
objects, strange lights. Some people claim to have communications with alien races. Some people would claim that human society has been infiltrated by extraterrestrials. What do the Pleiarans tell Billy about things like that? Are they the only race that interacts with human beings, and therefore is this the only situation where this would be a legitimate experience rather than, you know, a hoax or some sort of attention-grabbing thing?
Well, they have a lot to say. First of all, they've said that in our past there have been many extraterrestrial visits, colonizations, comings and goings, stranded travelers. I'm talking about through the history of our planet. So extraterrestrial, you know, big. We're all in one universe, okay? So we hopping around from one ball of lint to the other when we get the technology. However, what they've said quite clearly is the UFO cover-up itself began as early as 1915 when extraterrestrial UFOs were indeed seen over the battlefields of Europe.
Yeah.
And even the protagonists and antagonists, the countries that were fighting each other, at the higher levels, they agreed to not discuss this or to promote it to the public because it was clearly nothing that any of them were doing, and they didn't want to lose their own power.
Right.
There was a radio program called The War of the Worlds that Orson
yes.
Welles, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was done under pressure initiated by Franklin Roosevelt and the intelligence agencies to create a negative image of extraterrestrial life. I've got a whole article on my website under
wow.
the archive. Yeah. And, for instance, last summer, I was lying on my back in my yard watching on two separate occasions a white disc performing maneuvers very high up above L.A. I was probably the only one paying attention because I was looking up at the sky. It's not from outer space. The
right.
U.S. secret military and other parties have had mm-hmm. these types of craft, not as advanced, but these types of craft for decades.
Yes.
And there is a danger of a false so-called E.T. attack from outer space.
Mm-hmm.
And Meyer has talked about it and other people. This stuff, one of the crimes is that we have it for these military developments, and we should be having it in our jumbo jets and getting rid of burning all this fossil fuel and stop invading people's lands to control their oil for it. I mean, this is all cause and effect, and we either wake up and get it, or we will have unimaginable things happening.
See, and this is why I think it's so interesting, for all the reasons you just said, that for the most part, the crises that we have in this country and on this planet, they're all manufactured. It's
yep.
all, you know, they have we know they have alternative energy. We know they have alternative propulsion energy and technologies to facilitate rapid growth and certainly better cost effectiveness for the people and better for the environment. I mean, we know they have these things.
Sure.
And they've been around forever. And we also know that they're withholding it and for a purpose.
Green.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about profiteering, and it's a real tragedy to see these things develop.
Huge.
And you know, the other thing that's really kind of intrigued me for a long time is them using a hoaxed outer space attack to sort of unify the planet in some sort of world, you know, global government. Because certainly when you look at every time and you start seeing things, you do start seeing global government fingerprints on things. You know, the World Health Organization, the United Nations. I don't trust them at all, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
I know that some people have a hopeful or a benign attitude toward the UN. I do not. I just, to me, I see too much potential for problems because I don't think that the correct I don't know, motivation is in place at this point. I think it is greed. I think it is about, you know, who can form this global government and then who can control it, of course. And
right.
Obviously, when we see the policies and whatnot present in this administration, you could see that they would love to have something like that happen.
Well, it's
for their benefit.
Yes, and what you're mentioning is mentioned in this case in no uncertain terms. Long ago, they said the enormous danger of the biochipping of people by the U.S. and the European Union to bring them under control of a dictatorial one-world government.
Wow.
And they said, you know, the U.N. is not the answer. Mm. There is one, and I'll get to that in a second.
Oh.
But they did say, in the future, in a distant future, we will become a one world of people. But we will have to get there not through being in a dictatorial kind of a control that is motivated, you know, by this greed and control. But unfortunately, it looks like we may get there because of the tremendous loss that we encounter if we do not prevent the Third World War.
Yeah.
And also, they've said, you know, eventually you have to become one people. You can preserve your differences, but you will have to become the people of Earth if you're going to interact, you know, because nobody's going to know I'm
sure.
from, you know.
It's just going to get worse and worse. Michael, let me interrupt you here for a quick
sure.
break. Folks, please stay with us. We're back with more Frankly Speaking Radio, 3 minutes.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Tail end of our third hour, folks, in the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. Rage is on, Frankly Speaking Radio. You know, we talked earlier this week about Nazi technologies, Nazi innovations. It's very, very interesting because Stephen Greer writes that it was Wernher von Braun who had predicted on his deathbed that this is the agenda to hoax these sorts of things and to create these things. Neil Armstrong, Michael Collins, Buzz Aldrin, in their Apollo 11 mission, had written about seeing things that NASA had covered up. Ronald Reagan had spoken a number of times about being aware of enemies from outer space, things like that. The report from Iron Mountain mentions specifically about hoaxing a threat from extraterrestrials to facilitate these things. And there's more and more and more. So it just goes on and on. This is not new information. It's very intriguing. So I think a certain amount of discernment and a certain amount of research is necessary, folks, because, again, here's the thing. We talk about September 11th being used as the springboard for the entire war on terror, a war that will last forever. Even Dick Cheney said 40 years at least. They're calling it the Long War.
Insane.
Now, yeah. Now, for September 11th, I mean, I'm not belittling that at all, but that's, you know, 3,000 people dead. In that incident, we've lost more troops in Iraq, let alone the entire war on terror. How many tens of thousands of civilians have been injured and killed in these types of situations? And it's going to go on for 40 more years? I mean, that's just one incident. What about something like this? How little would questioning would take place when people see things with their own eyes that they've heard about in the media and heard about in movies and things like that? And Michael, you mentioned about War of the Worlds portraying aliens in an evil manner. How many movies out there in Hollywood have done exactly that, portrayed them as, you know, conquerors of the planet, invaders?
Exactly. We don't, at this stage of our existence, we don't have anything to fear from out there. We have it to fear from ourselves and our foolish, you know, actions. I did speak to someone who has a friend who works in one of the morgues in Germany, and she said to my friend, the actual number of U.S. dead is many, many times the soldiers.
Really?
Yes, because they don't count any that die in transit to the hospitals or in the hospital.
Oh, really?
She, I think, put the figure, someone had it at close to 12,000.
Oh, my God. That's just in Iraq?
Yes.
And maybe, that's first-hand account. That's amazing.
According to medical personnel there, and this is, you know, kept quiet. You know, the one way to find out is if there was a, like, a website or a... an effort made via the internet for all the persons who have lost a family member to please submit that information, and somebody, you know, collates it all and adds it up, and you find out right away whether or not it's 3,000, which is bad enough, or or more.
Yeah,
I sent you a link earlier tonight, an email link that not on that, but actually on a something posted on another site from a former spy in the UK who said that the 9/11, there was a failure, and the failure was that the last plane was supposed to hit the White House, and that this is, if you read that, maybe you'll explore it on one of your shows. I thought it was a very interesting argument as to why so many things actually went wrong with the war in Iraq, and a lot of things, because the agenda was, according to this guy, that this attack would devastate the White House. Of course, key people from the administration wouldn't be there, but then there would be no question that an all-out war on this axis of evil would take place.
Well, yeah, if you've got politicians making the decisions, and politicians actually are the ones bearing the brunt physically of an attack, yeah, they're going to be angry, and they're going to take us all over the place. Hang on a second, Michael. We'll be right back, folks, in about 90 seconds.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk?